The Bible says that the Spirit is truth. Amen. Tonight. So, amen. Let's just go to meeting. Amen. Let's forget about tomorrow. Tomorrow might not come. Amen. But we do have this time. This now. Amen. This is what we need to center our hearts and thoughts on. Amen. Right now is this time.
Yes.
Together. Amen. Good to be in God's house. Appreciate all the churches that's represented. Appreciate Brother Brent's church for coming tonight. Brother Rob's church for coming. I'm sure there's other churches represented here tonight. And I just like to tell you, we appreciate you coming.
Yes, amen.
Amen. To worship with us tonight. Amen. Does anybody have an unspoken prayer request? Well, lift a hand tonight. I tell you what, we have done this all week. But I believe we got time enough to have an altar of prayer tonight. I believe as many folks as is in this building tonight, it's probably someone here that's lost.
Yeah.
You need the Lord in
amen.
Your life. Amen. And I believe that if we'll get in earnest tonight, amen, that we can see someone born, amen, in the family of God, amen, here tonight. So, if the ladies would like to meet on this side and the gentlemen on this side, amen, we'll just go ahead and have an altar of prayer tonight. Just feel free to come if you'd like to come and pray. Amen. Ask Brother Brent to lead us in prayer.
Our Father, we come to say, help us that, Lord, with each one able to do our part, Lord. with me, but required of my hands tonight. Now, Lord, I thank you again tonight. They were all with these hands tonight. The message that I, Lord, they believe that thing. And I beg you, Lord, again tonight, how you touch these at night. They walk these at night. Be back with Lord. Have God drawn back, and I promise, Lord, all that you have to pass along this journey, Lord, by my life, where you did. And Lord, I praise you, and I thank you for all that you do. Lord, for we ask all these things in Christ's name.
Amen. In God's name. Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Ever since I just learned a couple weeks ago, Amen. But I tell you, I'm glad I got one. Amen. That never gave up.
Amen.
Never will give up.
Right.
And thank God he loves me, abides in me. I'm not going to try my best to abide in him.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can be a preacher. I feel so good. Amen. I just like to tell folks how much I love the Lord. Amen. It's good. Amen. I ain't ashamed of the Lord. Amen. I don't make no difference here than I do on the job. Amen. On vacation. Thank God it's the same. Everywhere I go, I love the Lord tonight. And because he first loved me tonight. Amen. Thank you. I love him tonight. Amen. The Bible says we won't cry out, he gets the rocks. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
I'll probably, of course, sing this song. This it's about to you, and I'm proud of it.
Oh, bless your heart.
I guarantee you, I've been in a lot of places. I feel like I didn't deserve nothing the Lord had to offer me, but I'm glad you looked down through time one time and saw that I needed a Savior.
Yeah.
Bless your heart.
Bless you. Gave me a good wife, some good kids, and a good church.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm just thankful. I noticed everybody's taking, doing all these days and things they're thankful for, this being November, what they're thankful for. But, well, I've been thankful all year, Rob.
Yeah.
But yeah. The Lord let me set some heavenly places this year. I don't know about you, but.
Bless
him. There's been a few times I've been in places where I could really just feel him, Rob.
Yeah.
Right where I needed to be.
Yeah.
And if you ever get there, it's where you're going to want to stay.
Yeah.
Did y'all listen to these kids sing? I tell you, it blesses them. They really are. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate him giving them to me.
He gave me prayer, he gave me all
the praise of the Lord.
And David, he's epic, Lord. We slept the lion and the bear and the lion. He made him king. And all we got to do is have a little faith in him, verse that him. And look at him. Pray to him and put him. And he'll help us through our struggles. And he'll give, and he'll only do the little thing that we need, but he'll give us so much more.
That's right. That's mine alone.
I'm the Lord.
Bless
the Lord.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah, it was.
Amen. Come on, Brother Rob. Somebody else got a testimony.
Amen, sure. Amen. That's no less. I tell you, I've enjoyed being here already.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. If you haven't enjoyed it, I come on and pray.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of folks don't enjoy meeting like they used to when they first got in it. Amen. Amen. When they first fell in love with the Lord.
Right.
Amen. Everybody had a testimony, and then after we learned better, we quit testifying. Amen. Ain't that about the way it's got?
Yeah.
Amen. I remember when I first got in church, I had never heard people testify. When I first started over at Mount Tabor, I appreciate my home church being here tonight. I do. I love you. Appreciate Reynolds Chapel being here. I appreciate Rock here tonight and everywhere you're from. We appreciate you. But I thank God I got raised up in a church where folks was obedient to the Spirit.
Yes.
The Bible says to quench not the Spirit of God. A lot of times, devil will tell us, you're going to hinder this, you're going to hinder that. If God's telling you to do something, it's going to be a blessing.
Right.
Amen. It's going to touch some lost soul. Amen. It's going to help some brother or sister struggling. And I remember them testimony of them saints of getting up around about the church. And they'd up and talk, and the Lord would lay it on their heart, and they'd get up and tell what God had just brought them through.
Yeah.
And it's the same battle that I was facing, and it encouraged me.
Right.
Amen. I said, if he can bring them through it, thank God he can bring me through it tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I believe tonight that he can do all things.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's too hard for him tonight. Amen. Our voice is a little rough this evening, but that's all right. I always said, if you just whisper the name of Jesus in the Spirit, amen, it accomplished where it's sent tonight. Amen. So I desire your prayers this evening. Amen. I tell you, I believe God will provide. Amen. Just like when Isaac told Abraham on the way up the mountain, he said, Father, amen, we got the fire. Amen. We got the wood. Amen. He said, but where? Amen. It's the sacrifice. He looked at that little boy and he said, God will provide.
Amen.
And I believe that tonight. Amen. I got a God. Amen. That can provide. Amen. Anything. Amen. When he brought that knife back. Amen. You know what? Amen. Amen. That angel stayed his hand. Amen. He looked over there. His little ram. Amen. Caught there in the thicket. Amen. I tell you. Amen. I'm glad tonight. Amen. God will provide. Amen. In all of our lives. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says, if my God is not slack, amen, concerning, amen, his promises, amen, it's on me, amen, count slackness, amen, said he ain't willing, amen, that any should pay, amen, of it all, it will come to repentance tonight, amen, I believe, if you hear this statement, amen, you got a need from the Lord, amen, he ain't slack, amen, amen, he's died, amen, exactly what me and you need, amen, this evening, and I don't know nobody's heart, amen, here tonight, amen, I forget to wear glasses sometimes, amen, 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 I used to didn't have that problem, amen, but I'm glad, amen, God's got what we need, amen, you got your Bibles, you want to read with us, over in 1 Timothy, amen, around about the
6th chapter. Amen. I quoted some of these verses Monday night. Amen. God brought it back. Amen. Now remembers to read. Amen. This evening. Amen. In the 6th verse of the 6th chapter, it says that godliness with contentment, amen, is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world. Amen. It is certain that we can carry nothing out. Amen. And having food, amen, and raiment, amen, let us be darkly content. But they that will be rich will fall into temptation. Amen. And a snare. Amen. And into many foolish and hurtful lusts. Amen. Which drown men in destruction. Amen. And perdition. For the love of money. Amen. Is. Amen. The root. Amen. Of all evil. Amen. Which while some covet after. Amen. They have heard from the faith. And have pierced themselves. Amen. Through with many sorrows. He said, but thou, amen, O man of God, amen, flee this thing, amen, follow, amen, after righteousness, and godliness, and faith. Love, patience, meekness, fight the good fight, amen, of faith, lay hold on eternal life, amen, whereunto thou art also called and professed a good profession, amen, before many witnesses. That's all, amen, we fill up, amen, reading, amen, this evening, amen, I like to say this, amen to you. Amen tonight. Amen as we try to stand here. Amen to declare to you. Amen the Word of God. Amen. And you can look around today. Amen and see. Amen. Amen. The Bible said that in the last days, amen, that's going to be the great falling away. Amen. But it also says, amen, in the last days, there's going to be an outpouring. Amen. Of His Spirit. Amen. Tonight. And thank God this evening. I'm glad to tell you. Amen. The Bible says, if you seek ye first, amen, the kingdom of God. Amen. And His righteousness. Amen. All these things. Amen. They'll be added unto you. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. I'm glad. There's something about it, Brother Brent. Amen. Amen. When we put God first and leave this world aside, amen, everything in our life, amen, falls in place. Amen. Amen. When you start putting other things before God and start coming after other things in this life and pleasures. Amen. The Bible said that in the last days, amen, people will be lovers of pleasure. Amen. More than lovers of God. Amen. And I'll tell you today, I don't think, amen, we're far from it. Amen. It seems like the men keep. Amen. It seems like, amen, amen, God ain't first more. Amen. 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 Everybody, amen, amen, does what they want to do. Amen. Amen. If something will come up tomorrow night, if you think it's more important, it's important than your revival, it's your church, amen, you know what? Most of the time, you go do what you want to do. Amen. Folks are saved. Why don't we see them saved like they did in the old time? Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you why. Amen. Used to the churches. Amen. They had. Amen. During the Bible. They had the morning service. Amen. They had the evening service. Amen. Amen. When I was going over the mountain, praying. Amen. We had revival. Second week in August. Amen. Second week in April. Amen. And in old times, you know what they did that week? Amen. They took a vacation. Amen. They laid it all aside. Amen. And now folks know when revival is. Amen. And they'll plan a vacation. Amen. On that week. Amen. So you let me know if folks are really in love with Jesus. Amen. And God comforts. Amen. Like they used to. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, amen, what's going to happen. Amen. Amen. The Bible said, amen, there's this certain man, amen, looked out across his fields one day. Amen. And he saw if they brought forth plentiful. Amen. He didn't think about giving all the extra to them folks that was poor on down the road. Amen. Amen. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Amen. He said, I'm going to say to myself, amen, I'm going to tear down my barn. Amen. I'm going to build me some big old barn. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to sit down and I'm going to say, so just take and eat and drink and just be merry. Amen. Don't that seem like where a lot of folks are today? Amen. It seems like they don't think about their neighbor. They don't think about their brother. They don't think about this and that. They don't think about that one. All they think about is themselves. Woo. Amen. You listen to me. Amen. I know. Amen. Tonight, Brother John. Amen. Amen. The Bible tells me that Jesus said that the poor that you're going to have always. Amen. And I'm glad tonight. Amen. Amen. God has what me and you need. Brother Ron. Amen. Sister Sabrina. Amen. But this is what God will bless me and you. And we'll have plenty. Amen. And the Bible says that we'll see brother in need. Amen. And we'll say unto him, go thy way and be filled. Amen. Remember the Bible said, and if you see a brother in need, and you shut up, you'll buy compassion on him. It said, how dwells the love of God in him tonight.
Right. Yes.
Amen. Now, you look around this evening. Amen. Now, amen. We can all say, I'll preach around like it. Amen. But the first thought, a lot of times it comes in mind in your mind. It ain't about helping somebody else, but it's about doing something just for me. Amen. Amen. And you listen tonight. Amen. Amen. The Bible teaches me that we suppose for our brothers. Amen. Before ourselves. Amen. And thank God tonight. Amen. It said to love the Lord thy God. Amen. It was all our heart, soul, mind, and strength tonight. And likewise, he said, love thy neighbor. Amen. As thyself. Amen. But I'm going to tell you. Amen. If you want to know what gets me and you in trouble? Amen. Amen. You remember over there? Amen. In the beginning of time. Amen. Amen. There's two old boys. Amen. I'll get back to that fellow's barn in a minute. Amen. 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 Cain and Abel. Amen. They brought the sacrifice. Amen. Up before God. Amen. 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 The Bible says, amen, that Abel, amen, brought the first fruit. Amen. Of everything that God had given him. And otherwise, he gave him the very best that God gave him. Amen. 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 by God. Amen. 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 God did himself. Amen. Came to sacrifice. Amen. And you know what? Amen. 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 Because he killed back the first fruit for himself. And I believe today, amen, that's what's got me and you in trouble. Amen. Instead of giving our first fruits to God and giving him everything that we got, amen, I'll just say this. Amen. God give us everything. And he said, don't you give it all back to me. He said, I just want to take it. Amen. Amen. You listen to me. Amen. 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 If you don't give willingly, amen, and cheerfully, God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. More blessing to give than it is to receive. Amen. If you don't give your heart, amen, your word, and your time, and what God has given you, amen, don't expect him, amen, to bless you. Amen. 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 I'll just say this tonight. Amen. Amen. That old boy over there, that field of plenty, he didn't care nothing about all them others down the road. Amen. Amen. And you listen here. Amen. 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 He didn't really love his brother. Amen. How you know that, preacher? Amen. It's because he went out back. Amen. Amen. You know that murder is in the heart of people. Amen. Amen. And it'll rise up. Amen. And you know, I'll just go ahead and say this. Amen. If you don't love your brother who you have seen, amen, how can you love God who you have not seen?
Right.
Amen. You listen to that. The Bible says if you hate your brother in your heart, you're the same as a murderer.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says to be angry.
Yes.
Amen. And sin not.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. It said, let not the sun go down upon your wrath.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. If you've got hate and bitterness and malice. Amen.
Yeah.
And evilness and covetousness and all these things in your heart, you're not right with God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I know folks that want to hug people in the church.
Yeah.
Amen. That's like they're going to come and get a blessing from God.
Right.
Amen. It don't work that way.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. You want to know how I know? Amen. He came hating his brother. Because when he got out there in that field, he got him a rock.
Yeah.
He got a burr on him, his jealousy.
Bless your heart, Rock.
The Bible says jealousy is as cruel as the grave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How many folks have you noticed acting on jealousy? Amen. It's killed somebody. Amen. Right. Tore somebody down with their words. Amen. Amen. You listen to me.
Yeah.
Amen. And the scripture teaches me that you're either justified by the words you speak,
yeah,
or you're condemned by the words you speak. Amen. So you either justify yourself with what comes out of your mouth. Amen. Amen. Or you condemn yourself. And what you say about others.
Amen.
And I'll say tonight. Amen. The Bible says that the abundance that was in your heart,
come on, right,
your mouth will speak to you.
Yeah.
How many times you sit down at the table? Amen. Talk about somebody. Amen. How many of you sat down around the dinner table and them little old kids, it's heard you run down. There's somebody around about the church. You listen to me tonight. You won't know where the young people are at. I'm going to tell you where they're at. We drove them away. Amen. Because we ain't had nothing good to say about nothing. Amen. We'll come to church and brag on God on Sunday. Amen. Amen. through Saturday. Amen. And we'll say anything about anybody. Amen. You can't bless God which He lives. Amen. And curse others. That's the truth tonight. You want to know why we don't have them big powerful? That means everybody in the house shouting for preachers. Preaching at the same time. That meant folks in the altar. Folks singing songs. If the Holy Ghost filled me. When it gets plumb out of the bank. It's because our heart ain't in it tonight.
Right. Bless your heart.
Okay, salute.
Amen.
And it's a God trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
And God has come talk to you about things you've done.
Oh, yes.
Well, God knows how to get our attention now.
Amen.
Woo.
Yeah.
God knows how to open up our eyes.
Yeah.
God's got a way of letting us know just where we are with Him. He'll send a message around sometimes that you don't want to have to preach. Yeah. And I might just say, well, He's on the cross. He shed His blood. He suffered and died for you tonight. And He did. But He done that and put His love in mind of your heart. Yeah. And if we'd listen to His word and follow what God said, we wouldn't have to preach anything I'm preaching tonight.
Yeah.
You brush my heart. Amen. When I say the church, not in her glory, I'm talking about high and lifted up. Amen. I'm talking about where folks, amen, that are strong. Amen. As there's you all, amen, to strengthen them that are weak. Amen. You know what? The Lord, amen, told Peter, He says, Satan desires to sit you as weak. Amen. But you know what? He said, I pray for you.
Amen. Yeah.
I pray for you. And He's leaving right there. He said, we're not converted.
Yeah. Amen.
He said, strengthen my brethren.
Amen.
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 Glory. Since you've encouraged somebody. Yeah. Amen. How long has it been since you thought about somebody else rather than yourself in your walls and what you want to do and where you want to go? How long has it been as you got up? Amen. And God says you need to ride by and check on sister so-and-so. Amen. And brother so-and-so. Amen. And you just turn the car around. Amen. That way where God told you.
Yeah.
We're more concerned about getting to where we want to go instead of where God wants us to go tonight.
Bless your heart. Bless the truth. Yeah.
I know it's different tonight.
Yes.
That's all right.
Amen.
He asked Cain, said, where's your brother? Cain answered him about like we do. And this is what he answered God. And this is the way, you know, there's no fear of God no more.
Come on, listen.
Amen. You listen to me. Amen. There's not. Amen. Amen. You listen right now. Hey, God spoke to him. He said, where is thy brother? He said, am I my brother's keeper? Amen. Amen. And I'm going to tell you tonight. Yes, I am. Yes, you are.
Amen.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
yes you are.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless
him. Yes. He said, I heard his voice cry from the ground. Where you spilt his blood over there.
Bless him.
I'm going to let you in on something else. You may think you got everything hid. You may think you got everything covered up. But that you do in secret is going to get shouted from the housetop.
Yeah.
The Bible said this right here. Be sure of this one thing. Your sins will find you out tonight.
Bless you. Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
It don't do no good to hide anything.
Right.
It don't do no good to try to sweep it under the rug. It's time just about to say, confess your faults once and another. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to tell you this right now. Amen. Amen. If you just confess them to the Lord, amen. He's the only one that can cover it. Amen. He's the only one that can hide our sin. And thank God, it's by His precious blood, amen, that hides a multitude of sin. And I'll tell you tonight, amen, if you want to get rid of whatever is holding you back from God tonight, and you have to bring it unto Him and give it unto Him and leave it there tonight. That's what you got to do. That old man's farm, they brought forth a lot.
Blessed Lord.
Boy, he had plenty. But as soon as it got out of his mouth, you know what he said, Lonnie? He said, "Thy food, this night, thy soul shall be required of you."
That's
going to be the last day he was here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about y'all tonight, but we ought to acknowledge who God is.
Yes. Amen.
We ought to believe in Him with all of our heart.
Yeah.
And we ought to follow and do what He says. The Bible says if you be willing and obedient, you can eat the good of the land. That old boy wasn't going to get to see them barns built.
Nope.
He wasn't going to get to see them tore down.
No.
Amen. 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 I'm going to tell you what. Amen. Little boy, all that he worked for his whole life. Amen. All that he thought that he'd accomplish. By the work of his hand. By the sweat of his faith. Amen. All that toil into the ground. Amen. Amen. He didn't get to enjoy all of it like he thought. It's going to enjoy it. And you know what? I believe today, there's a lot of folks that ain't enjoyed what they got. Amen. Because they haven't given everybody unto Him tonight.
Bless you, Lord.
There's a scripture over there. I read it the other night. Tried to preach on it. It was in there. He said, "Your gold is mine."
Yeah.
Your silver's mine. Do you catch that verse I read in there about being content with what was between them two verses? It says you brought nothing.
Yeah.
You brought nothing into this world.
Yep.
And you ain't going to carry nothing.
Yeah.
Now.
Bless.
All the things we think we've done in our life, we ought to give it to God. All honor. You ever heard boasters proud? That's what's happening today. Lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. That's where we're at today. We worship the creation more than we do the Creator. Ain't that right? Now, how many of us not think it's time to get God back in His place?
Amen.
This ain't no... I don't preach no deep message. It's pretty simple. I don't get over anybody's head. The gospel is simple.
Bless Him, Lord.
We just need to get Jesus back where He needs to be.
That's right.
And Brother John, I'm going to say this. If you read on down there in that scripture, he said over there like this, Eric, "You can go buy all the big campers you want. I'm just going to use your example since you're my preacher, brother. I love you. I ordained you. I charged you. The lovers of money. The love of money. The root of all evil. All evil. All evil. You can go get you a big old... Go get so far in debt that the devil will get you so busy You ain't think you got time to serve God anymore.
Right.
Now you listen to me. Amen. He'll get you so deep in debt. Amen. 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 You don't. You'll be so stressed out. You think you're going to have a stroke. You think you're going to have a heart attack. Amen. Because you went and done all these things that you wanted to do, and God didn't tell you how to do a bit of it.
Right.
Bless him. Bless.
I know it's in the house tonight. But it's needful.
Yes, it is.
After that old boy was going to lose his life that night. I know God slowed me way down tonight, but it's for a reason. If you read about 8 scriptures past that, God said it ain't in the abundance of the things that man possesses.
Right.
Yeah. That makes him rich.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yeah.
But it's what a man possesses in his heart.
Yes. Yeah. Bless your heart.
Amen. Well, I like new things I do. I felt guilty when I got a new truck. Folks kind of poke at you, if you get something. Hey, if they could see me for 40 years, I drove things. I ain't nobody going to get back and forth anywhere.
Bless
him. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. Hey, I ain't going to rob God. Amen. You know what I do? I run revival at revival. Amen. Hospital at hospital. A funeral home at a funeral home. Down the road. Amen. I guarantee you, I use it more for his business than I do for mine. And I'll tell you tonight, amen. I'm glad. Amen. Every team, our priorities are in order. Things will go right.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you tonight, what is it that you possess?
Bless
all these things. People's worrying about leaving this and leaving that. And I tell my kids, I said, Hannah, say if I test, I ain't going to be able to leave you much. And I ain't got a lot to leave them.
Bless.
I ain't gonna be able to leave you a whole lot. I told Diana, I said, well, if I'm not gonna be in a mess, Lord show me so I can take better care of you can. What I'm saying is, if we give it all to him, everything that we have that he has given us, and let him use what he's gave us and be obedient to that voice when he speaks to our heart, and we show that act of love and kindness and that heart of a cheerful giver.
Bless him.
That's how our people are one to the Lord tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
Bless his Lord.
The Bible says a man that is wise, he wins souls.
Bless him.
Now I'm going to tell you, if there's one thing I want to be, Brother Brent, more than anything else in this world, I want to be a soul winner.
Yes.
I want to be a soul winner. When my voice is gone like this, I'm still trying to win souls.
Oh yes. Amen.
Bless your heart, brother.
Bless him.
When my body's tired, I still want to win souls.
Amen.
I don't want to sit down. I don't want to quit. And if you see me struggling, encourage me on that. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Amen. We don't need to throw stones. Amen. Because we all sinners. Amen. Just like that woman caught the very act of adultery. He said, Moses in the law, it's this stoner. He said, what do you say? He said, damn. Started writing on the ground and stood. He said, let the one that is without sin cast the first stone. Amen. It's time we let the stone thrown away. Amen. And let the forgiveness overcome.
Amen.
Where is our forgiving heart? The Bible says be tender hearted. forgiving one another. Ain't that the book?
Right.
Maybe you got anything in your heart tonight. It's a pretty simple message.
Yes.
Bless the Lord.
Have you got anything?